בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום רביעי בשבת קודש. Today is Tu Be'elul. Yeah, today is exactly 30 יום קודם החג. You gotta start learning הלכות סוכה ולולב היום. 30 יום קודם החג היום. Anyway, בקיצור, today is when you can start making your סוכות without specific כוונה לשם מצווה. Today is when building a סוכה is no longer סוכה ישנה. כשיטת בית הלל. When you're 30 יום קודם החג, it's considered סוכה לשם מצווה. סוכה חדשה. Anyway, מכל מקום, yesterday we were speaking about the Onetzion spoke that if a person is in a situation where a person, where somebody else, you see somebody being choti u'machti et rabim, and you're able to make a mecha'a and you don't, that's called being merachem ala achzarim. That's called showing pity, showing compassion to the cruel. V'yesh levayir tapet tzadihei, מה שנעשה אכזרי על הרחמנים, שבתחילה מרחם על הרשעים אינו מוכה על מעשיהם הרעים, מפני שרואה את נימוסיהם היפים כלפי חוץ ומתפעל. איי, איי, איי. How does it start? Why when you see a rasha doing something bad, why would you not make a mecha'a? Why? Because on the outside you look at all their manners, you know, manners and etiquette and whatever, and you're all, wow, you know, like liberals, right? That's exactly what liberals are. On the outside, what? Environmentalists and all the, you know, the zachen v'ze. V'achar kach ma bifnim? Rotten. Rima v'tole'a. Ich. Disgusting. So that's what, you're looking on the outside. Wow, you're so fluffy. You're so, wow, you're just a heftza of climate change. Now he says, if that's the case, v'lachin. Right? That's all you are. A cheftza? You are the climate change. Huh? Cheftza is an object. Yeah, anyway. ולכן, כשרואה ירא שמיים מדקדק במצוות עם גישה קצת משונה, וואו! Look what he says, unreal, unreal. שלפעמים מתנהג בחוסר דרך ארץ וגורם לחילול השם, במקום להתרעם על הרשע בעל הבנות הגדולים, מתרעם על הצדיק הזה. וואו! What? Avart. He says, and then when you see a tzaddik, you see Yireh Shamayim, and he acts a little bit differently. Maybe he acts a little bit off. Maybe, you know, whatever. So he does something wrong. Oh, you see the Charedim, you see the frum people, you see. Instead of bearing down on the Rishayim Yimach Shemam, you wait to find the tzaddik, who, you know, in general is Mushlam, Torah, Mitzvot, Maaseh. And then you see one little thing that he did off, you say, oh, yeah. Look at those religious people. It's a chamor chamor time. So he says, what? You chap how people's minds work? Oh, the tzaddik did it, right? It's like the, you know, like the whole world with the Hezbollah beepers. You know what I'm saying? The B&H just got a new order. איזה הקדוש ברוך הוא, איזה גדול הקדוש ברוך הוא, אל נקמות השם, אל נקמות הופיע, הקדוש ברוך הוא, יהיב חוכמתה לחכימן, הקדוש ברוך הוא גיבס חוכמה, and they're able, they tried to downgrade from, you know, they downgraded from the cell phones, now it's the beepers, what are they on to next? What are they? Anyway. איזה רשעים. ממש. Can you imagine? It's a צחוק. זה פסוק עם תהילים. חרבם תבוא בליבם וקשתותם תשברנה. דוד המלך prayed for the רשעים that their swords pierce their own hearts and their arrows break. This is ממש. זה זה. And then the Israelis... Lo da. Got to love Israelis. Huh? Lo da. Anyway, so he says, "Harez they're taking new orders. Anybody want to fill them?" Harez rahmani al akhzarin wa akhzari al rahmanin. This kind of ashkafat olam is you're mamash doing afukh. You're living ממש in opposite mode. ודבר זה מצוי הרבה. וגם הוא מבחן לאדם לדעת איכן מקומו באהבת השם. You want to tell where you're holding in אהבת השם? Look how you treat the tzaddikim and look how you treat the רשעים. if you're cozying up to the Rishaim and always downplaying what they do, and you're distancing the tzaddikim and looking for critique in what they do, you are a certified chamor. He says, "Im hu bichlal ozve Hashem chalila o avav." Whose side are you really on? It's a big gauge. Gauge yourself. No, they're shayim. They're good. They didn't mean it. They're really. Yeah. And then when it's good to be melamed zechut, yeah. All of a sudden, when it comes to the shayim, everybody's Revelei v'Yitzchak. Everybody's Sanegoram shel Yisrael. That's great. You want to be Sanegoram shel Yisrael? You want to be melamed zechut on Am Yisrael? That's great. But guess what? You know what Revelei v'Yitzchak did? He wasn't only melamed zchut on the Rishaim. He was melamed more zchut on the tzaddikim. He loved them all equally and tried to be mekarev otam. If you're only being melamed zchut l'Rishaim and for the tzaddikim, you're always bearing down, you got some big issues. Kanaim pugaim bo. Efo chaver shcha? Where he belongs. Now, efo kanaim pugaim bo? What's that? Well, yes, Bo'el Aramit, which was, the halakha was mitchadesh by Pinchas, says the Oletzion. Eze dvarim mitukim. Right? He says, this is the truth, you know what I'm saying? He didn't mince words, not playing games, you know what I'm saying? Talk straight. Ita b'gmara, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Bo'el Aramit kanaim pogaim bo. Ve'em b'nei Adam em kanim kinato shel makom linkom mikmotav. Rashi explains, what's a kanai? Kanaim pogimbo. Rashi says, it's a reference to those who are zealous. They are engulfed by a feeling of zealousness to preserve the honor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'ine, achote bechet chamur kazeh, hu, kemitchaten ba'avodat kochavim, rachman l'litzlan. Right, if a person cohabits with a goya, that's like marrying Avodah Zarah. That's like pledging allegiance to your Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, the Meforash, שנאמר, כי חילל יהודה קודש אדוני, ובעל בת אל נחר, ומעלה חרון אף, לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא באותו הרגע. Such a person who does such an egregious avera, incites הקדוש ברוך הוא's anger, not only against himself, but against all of Am Yisrael. Huh? Oh yeah, it's okay. Okay. Still has that effect. What's the ra'ya that it's מעלה חרון אף על ישראל? והיו המתים במגפה, 24 אלף. And it only stopped because of Pinchas, which means that if he didn't stand up and do what he did, what? Am Yisrael would have been wiped out, dead no more. You see what a lack of Kedusha, you see what a lack of Tzniut does to Am Yisrael? It's not just, okay, we're Am Yisrael minus Tzniut. Am Yisrael minus Tzniut is Am Kechol Amim. Just a nation, just, you know, whatever, Ugandans, right? You remember, you know the guy with the big beard, the non-religious guy with the big beard, the founder of modern, I don't want to say his name, Beit HaMidrash, Rasha Menusha. Anyway, Bekitzer, he writes a letter, Oto Rasha Menusha, famous letter, where he was sitting with his son, and he writes how proud he was to be lighting the tree on the Chag of the Christians. He was lighting an Xmas tree with his son, celebrating it, enjoying it. The father of modern Zionism. Yimach shemo v'yabed zichro. You understand? Ahavat Eretz Yisrael and Zionism are two totally separate things. Two totally, totally separate things. Don't think that the underpinnings of what you see today were rooted in Kedusha. They were not. Okay? Remember that. When the Sfaradim of old, Yalde Teman, Morocco, Paras, when they made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Ha'avot, to be Ovedet Hashem, their dream that came true for 2,000 years. You know what the first thing that they did, the government officials, You know what they did to them upon entry to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Avot? You know what they did to them? Many of them shaved the peot, stole their children and gave them to other couples that were barren, shmatted them away from Torah mitzvot. Make no mistake, that movement is very, very much not rooted in Kiddusha, in Avodat Hashem. Oto Ha'ish wanted to start, he didn't care for Eretz Yisrael, he wanted there to be a Jewish state. Why? Judaism without Torah, but just for the identity. What does Jewish identity minus Torah and mitzvot mean? Zero? Maybe like falafel or something? But that's it. You know where he wanted to start? Palestine was, I mean, British Palestine or Ottoman at the time was really out of the question. You know where he wanted to really start? Uganda. Got it? Talk about African Americans, you know what I'm saying? He wanted Uganda. And you're going to tell me that there's something that he felt was special with Eretz Yisrael? What Uganda? What are you talking about? Eretz Yisrael, when not used as a tool for Avodat Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is the prime tool. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Sota Yud Gimal, Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he so mitave to enter Eretz Yisrael? Yudalet, nachon. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to enter Eretz Yisrael? To be mekayim the mitzvot, tariag mitzvot, many of which can all... Moshe Rabbeinu prayed bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, itchanen, vayitchanan el Hashem, vayit... Right? The tafkuf tetvav tfilot, pray to HaKadosh, let me in. And then Hashem said no. So he says, let me go in as a chaya, no. Let me go in as a tzipor, no. Anything, just let me be in there. To be sofeg kedushat Eretz Yisrael through the Torah mitzvot. That's Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get the zchut. Can you imagine? Hashem took away the zchut for Kadosh Baruch Hu made a gzerah. But for what? For Ugandan independence? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael? Are you kidding me? So that Mr. Uganda can write letters about how he's celebrating the tree, b'chag shel ha'notzrim, busha v'cherpa, busha, yom tov.